We start this hour with Steve Paulson's roundup of scholars who track scientific developments in the Muslim world. Steve turned first to Taner Edis, a Turkish-American physicist at Truman State University, whose books include An Illusion of Harmony, Science and Religion in Islam.
How would you assess the state of scientific knowledge in the Islamic world?
Dismal. Right now, the situation is such that if you made all Muslim scientists working in basic science to vanish from the face of the earth, the rest of the scientific community would barely notice. There's very little contribution coming in from Muslim lands right now.
But Islamic countries seem to be very open to using modern technology. But you're distinguishing that from original scientific research.
Yeah, it's pretty important to distinguish between basic science, what you might do in, say, physics or biology, and applied science, more technology-oriented work.
How big a problem is that? I mean, I suppose you could just say that, you know, take the science that's done in the West and apply it to these cultures. But is the problem deeper than that? I mean, does it really create larger problems?
Well, falling further behind in, say, something like condensed matter physics means that you're going to have a harder time adapting technologies that are going to be based on this new knowledge of physics. What's going to happen is that means you're excluding Muslims from the creation of new technologies. So what this does, it permanently locks in the Muslim world to a subordinate position in those aspects of modern life that depend on creativity in technology and science. And this is a huge swath of modern life. If you're a Muslim and you're worried about, say, the military weakness of Muslim countries so that Western imperialist powers can do anything they like, well, you're going to have to see that today's warfare depends a lot on high-tech accomplishments. If you're worried about the Muslim world falling behind economically, that again, you're under the thumb of economically advanced Western imperial powers because of that, well, the modern economy depends a lot on technology and science as well. This is not something that's controversial in the Muslim world. Even the strongest Islamist will acknowledge that Muslims have some work to do over here.
But what's so striking about all of this, about what you're saying now about the state of science in the Islamic world, is that at one time, I guess especially from the 9th through the 12th centuries, Islam was arguably the center of the scientific world.
Oh, very much so. I mean, if you're talking about preserving and further developing the legacy of proto-scientific thought that was inherited from the Greeks and Romans, all of the action was taking place in the Islamic world. Western Europe at the time was a land of barbarians, totally intellectually negligible. Muslims developed some very interesting ideas over those centuries, but it is something of a mistake to think of this as analogous to modern science, what Muslims were doing back then. It was still a medieval, pre-scientific intellectual enterprise. And they never quite made the breakthrough, the scientific revolution that took place in Europe. Today, in fact, is something of an impediment for the Muslim world doing science to continually look back to the glories of the past and keep saying, hey, the Islamic world used to be a world leader in science, but it is not anymore. Because looking backwards like this tends to obscure some very important differences between modern science and medieval thinking of all sorts.
Give me an example of that. I mean, where does this actually create problems, trying to tap into this supposed ancient glory of Islamic science?
One of the features of medieval Islamic science that some modern Muslim thinkers want to revive is the way of perceiving reality, perceiving the universe, as very much a spiritual, God-centered place, which tends to work against the independence of science from religious concerns and religious institutions. One of the things that in the Western world has helped science make the breakthrough is precisely achieving this independence, this autonomy of science. In the Muslim world, this still is a relatively controversial concept. Just going back and uncritically trying to revive medieval perceptions of reality is not going to be very helpful.
Taner Edis is a physicist at Truman State University. His books include An Illusion of Harmony, Science and Religion in Islam.